You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that State Police Troop F Commander Major Joseph Tripodo, who oversees enforcement in Green, Orange, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, is leaving for Albany with a promotion. While a state police spokesperson in Albany said there has been no announcement, Tripodo confirmed the promotion. Quote, "I will be a staff inspector in the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. That will be a step up," he said. The story says he leaves Troop F in the spring. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. 2016 was the sixth warmest in Albany history, with an average temperature of 51.1 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the National Weather Service in Albany. In Poughkeepsie, it was the second warmest year ever, with a 53-degree average. Records date back to the 1820s. For the year, there was 33 inches of precipitation in Albany, almost 6 inches less than usual. Poughkeepsie was more than 13 inches below normal in precipitation. Jimmy Vielkind reports in Politico New York that as the legislature goes back into session in Albany this week, some lawmakers are working out their feelings about Governor Andrew Cuomo. Quote, "Of course people are angry and he deserves it," end quote, State Senator Ruben Diaz, a senior Democrat from the Bronx, said. Quote, "We've got to send the governor a message. You have to respect us," end quote. A supposedly independent commission was expected to increase their $79,500 base pay for the first time since 1998, but the governor's appointees instead punted. Cuomo then attempted to hold a special session to pass ethics reform in exchange for the pay raise, but Republicans refused to hold the special session. Then Cuomo announced he would not face legislators with a state of the state speech, instead planning 6 speeches around the state. Diaz Sr. said Cuomo was, quote, "afraid to face the legislators." And State Senator Jim Tedisco, a Republican from Schenectady, wants to introduce a bill requiring the governor give the speech in the Capitol. Senate Republican leader John DeFrancisco says the multiple speeches are, quote, "an early beginning of his re-election campaign, and anybody else who looks at it differently is, I think, looking through rose-colored glasses," end quote. Even the Democrats are criticizing Cuomo, with former Assemblyperson Jack McEnany saying, quote, "he's moved away from the message to the legislature and made it the message to the media, the message to the people. Now the legislators will be watching it on TV. Where are they going to show up? Which one do they go to? Moving the state of the state out is probably not a good way to build bridges in preparation for a new budget or legislative year," end quote. An anonymous Cuomo aide responded, quote, "they didn't get their pay raise, so now they threaten they are going to be dysfunctional? It's extortion, and they wonder why 70% of the public wouldn't give them a raise," end quote. Read the full story in Politico, New York. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a plan for free tuition at state colleges to New Yorkers with families making $125,000 or less annually. Cuomo pivots left with the announcement, alongside Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who proposed a similar program during the presidential primary campaign. The story says, quote, "it was not immediately clear how the program would be paid for, though the administration said the state already provided nearly $1 billion in support through its tuition assistance program. Those awards are capped at $5,165, and many of the grants are smaller," end quote. On December 31st, Cuomo vetoed the Indigent Legal Services bill, saying the state did not have the funds to pay for it. Read the full story in the New York Times. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.